Freddie Freeman and the Braves play host to the Diamondbacks to begin the second half, and Freeman couldn't wait to get back to work.
As the Braves' number three hitter on the lineup card has a chance to put his club in front. Freddie Freeman. That one's hit high in the air, deep right center field. That one is gone. And Atlanta's back in front, 2-1 in the sixth. High fly ball, deep left field. Kemp is back at the track, and Goldschmidt's tied the game. So if Sam Freeman was trying to be careful, he wasn't careful enough. Goldschmidt with a two-out solo home run ties it up. It's 2-2 in the seventh.
So that go-ahead run is still on base. Owings at third, where he's been since there were nobody out. Now there's two out. And the 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, all the way to the screen. Coming in is Owings, scores standing. And the Diamondbacks have the lead.
Freddie's got two of them and nobody out. And it's a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Phillips around third. He stumbles atop the bag. The throw comes into second, and he's going to score anyway. Brandon Phillips tripped over the third base bag. The throw went in slowly to second base. Phillips saw that, scored anyway, and the Braves are in front again.
And they'll hand the ball to Jim Johnson to close this down.
Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air to right center field, deep. Inciarte back, track, wall, leaping.
Caught it at the top of the fence.
And the Braves win 4-3. The Braves have now won an MLB leading 15 games in their last at bat this season. And Rex Brothers records the win in relief for Atlanta. It's his first win as a Brave and first in the majors since 2015. Freddie Freeman continues his fine season. He goes 2-for-4 in this game with his 17th home run. He's batting .352 for the year.
I feel pretty good. I'm just trying to get the job done. You want to be up in those kind of situations, and with the big hit on the line, and I was able to get it. And it's a good thing to start off the second half.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you did not get the RBI when Brandon Phillips scored that run. But what were you thinking on that play when he dived and still scored?
Well, it was a big play. Obviously, we got to be careful in that situation. We want to make the go-ahead run be out at home plate. But, I was just trying to get a pitch and put it in play because they were playing back in the middle. And, I was just trying to get the run in and move him over, and luckily it got through.
R.A. Dickey pitches well. In a no decision on Friday, the veteran knuckleballer goes six and allows one run on eight hits with four strikeouts.
I felt pretty good for a while now, and the game's, so much of it's about rhythm and just finding the right rhythm. And I've been in a good rhythm lately, and we've been playing well. And, another game I pitch where our team wins, and that's a great, great feeling.
And no home runs allowed. Five straight starts.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Appreciate that. First one that comes, I'm coming to you. You don't think about it when you're out there. You just pitch, I'm thankful that those have settled down, but, I don't think about it when I'm out there. I try to keep people off base. And tonight, there were probably four or eight hits. Were hit well, and the other four were not hit so well. And if I could field my position, I probably would have gone out for another inning because I would have caught that line drive and probably doubled them off because they were both running. And that would have made me able to go out for the next inning. But it was a good game for all of us.
What happened on that first, in the first inning that Goldschmidt?
It's pretty self-explanatory. I missed it and then crawled out after it like an infant. It's like I was just a dog chasing a bone or something. It was horrible. I was very embarrassed. Navy SEAL. I'll take Navy SEAL. That's better. I almost had to come in and switch gloves. I wear a gold glove out there, and that's embarrassing to miss a routine one like that. But it was, it happens. I felt like I had an extra 2 inches on my glove that wasn't there, So it was, I pride myself on filling my position well. On the night, I didn't do that very well.
Is this what you felt as you neared the end of May and early June? You kept saying, hey, look, I'm close. Is this kind of what you anticipated?
Yeah. When you play long enough, you kind of have a sense of where things are going if you're healthy. And, I felt that, or I wouldn't ever said it because I would be setting myself up for you guys saying, oh, he said he was close, and now look, he's getting blown up every outing. So you better be right when you say something like that. I don't say that very often, but I did feel like at that point that I had gotten back into that rhythm, and my mechanics been good, my walks have been down, hard contact's been at a minimum. And as a team, I tell you, if we just refine a few things, we could be a really good team. But we just need to refine a few things.
The Braves continue to get clutch hits late in ball games, and that's why they are within reach of the 500 mark at 43-45 on the year. Here's the manager, Brian Snitker.
Yes, really good team, and a lot of really good things happened tonight. It's an exciting game. I mean, it had to be a fun game to watch, and had a little bit of everything. Plays, hits, pitching, I mean, the whole thing. So that's a good ball game to hang in there and keep coming back and win.
Surprise you that what Freddie's been able to do here, the way he's been able to just pick up right where he left off?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, it's just he's kind of special. We all know that. And he just come in and the guy. I mean, he just keeps doing it. It has been all year. We're just really all fortunate we have him back.
How satisfying to see him beat the shift like that and then Phillips scamper home with that.
I know. I mean, Brandon's got the sniper got him, and then it was a good heads-up play by Brandon that realized that the left fielder kind of gave the run. He really wasn't on him. I think he felt like he didn't have a chance to throw him out, so he just kind of stopped on him, and it was a good heads-up play by Brandon to get back up and score.
Ari has talked about permitting the inning, things can change, but here for 5-6 starts, he's been
really good. Yeah, he's got the feel of it, and it's been really good. And like I say, he can neutralize a really good hitting ball club like he did tonight.
That's like 5 straight starts with one or no runs.
Yeah,
him.
I mean it's pretty really solid. Good. That's real solid. He just battles and competes and gives everything he has every night. It's kind of when he comes off the mound and he's done, he's given you everything he has. And it's good. Like I say, that pitch can neutralize a good hitting club.
Yeah, that's a good team, and they got like two runners on half those innings.
Really good ball club. I mean, that's right there with one of the most athletic teams probably that we've played all year. Plus, then didn't have the pitching that they have to.
Happy with Jim Johnson tonight?
Yeah, sure. He got save. Yeah. Real happy with him.
How about that catch under makes?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, and that's why he's wearing gold. Yeah. He's he's the reigning gold glove, and that's why, because he just makes, and he makes plays all the time and when they count. Just comes up big all the time with hits, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had that guy in the eighth inning's really good, and he and Brandon both had really good at bats to set that whole thing up.
Your third baseman made a couple of nice plays.
Yeah, good like reactionary plays. Yeah. I think it was survival more than anything.
Everything okay with Matt Adams? I know he slid into that base hard.
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's fine.
You saw Chipper come back from the DL a lot, and we used to talk about the same way you were Freeman there. Do you see some similarities?
Yeah, no, I'd watch Chipper go on the DL, and he'd come off the DL and come out of the clubhouse and hit a 3-run homer and go back in. I mean, he was a special guy too, obviously. But it's some are chosen.
The Braves will try to make it two in a row against the Diamondbacks on Saturday when Mike Foltynewicz makes the start.